In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah from the second Parak Masechta Tamid. And we continue learning about the order of the day. So where are we up to? The Kohanim have woken up early in the morning. They've entered the Azara. They've done their inspection. And they've met at the Lishchat Osei Chavitin, which is, we said, on the eastern side of the Azara. We're using our shul model, the back of the shul. And then the Kohen has performed already the Trumat Hadesh in the first activity of the day, where he takes the coals off the top of the Mizbeach from the Marach HaGdola, the major pyre there, and he takes a shovel full and places it at the Makom Hadeshen on the east side of the Mizbeach, of the Kevesh, of the ramp. So Mishnah says, continues, Ra'uach Echa, once the Kohenim saw him, and we said from their vantage point they could see him, Shia Radhati came down, Vehem Ratzu Uvau, they would run now. To the kior, miharu v'kidshu yadeim ragleim min hakior. Then they wash their hands and feet. Importantly, that's what they had to do first before they could do anything. Natlu et hamagrefot. They would take the forks, the rakes and the vetatzinarot, which these are the forks of which we'll learn their purpose in a moment. Valu l'rosh mizbeach. They go to the top of the mizbeach, and evarim v'haptarim, the limbs and the fats from the olah offerings, limbs from olah offerings and fats from other offerings that had not shaloni taklu, they had not yet burnt overnight. What would they do? Sonkinotan letzidei mizbeach. They would take these limbs and put them on the side of the mizbeach, because they had to fix up all these major pyres or these fires now, and so they had to remove the limbs. It says, "Im einam tzadim machzikin otam." If the side of the mizbeach wasn't sufficient room, then tzadrin otan besovev ala kevesh. They would place it on the sovev, on the kevesh. Now, that's an interesting location, but let's try and understand what the sovev is. If you recall, the mizbeach was it was about 9 amot from the ground. It was a very large structure. At its base in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, it was 32 by 32 amot at the bottom. So 16 by 16 amot. The bottom was referred to as the yesod, the bottom location, which was an amahai, and jutted out on the northern and western sides. Then from one amah high, it would go in by an amah, then it would go up by another 5 amot, and that area is referred to as the sovev. It would go in an amah, so the top of that surface, so you've got like a ledge there. That ledge is what we refer to as a sovev. It would go then another 3 amot to get to the top, and then you also had the corners of the mizbeach, which also went up by 1, to bring it to a total of 10 amot from the floor, as in terms of its height. So there's two understandings where the excess limbs and fats were placed. One understanding was placed on that ledge that's jutting out, the sovev, but because the Mishnah says from basovev ala kevesh, another understanding is actually on the ramp that was equivalent at a height that was equivalent to that of the sovev. According to the opinion, it was on the sovev. Why did it say ala kevesh as well? Well, it could have been on the sovev or the kevesh. Now let's learn Mishnah Bet. Hechelu ma'alin be'efer al gabei atapuach. They will then start collecting all the ashes and place them on the tapuach. The tapuach refers to the large pile that was in the center of the mizbeach. The maracha, the major fire, there are actually 3 fires in the mizbeach, of which we'll learn in tomorrow's Mishnah, that was not in the center. It was actually in the southeastern corner of the mizbeach. So they would take all the ashes, place it in this tapuach. V'tapuach ha'be'emtza mizbeach, as we explained, it was in the center. Pa'amim alav kishalosh me'ot kur. Sometimes the volume of it would be incredibly large. It would be 300 kur. Now, kur itself is, according to Kaidi's calculation, about 390 liters. So times about 300, we're talking about a huge amount. The Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't mean it literally. It talks in manner of exaggeration in this context. It's just the Mishnah is trying to convey the point that it would sometimes be very, very large. Uberegalim, during the festivals, lo yamadesh ninotam. They wouldn't clean it out at all during the regalim, meaning during the festivals. Why? Mibnei shon shuhu noy lemizbeach. It's actually is something of beauty for the mizbeach. Why? Because it shows how many korbanot have been offered during the festival. And it Mishnah says, umiyamav lo nitatzal hakohen melhotzi et adeshen. And despite the fact that this activity of cleaning out the ashes there was no lottery associated with it, it was not even considered an avodah, nonetheless, the Kohanim were very eager to be part of this, and there was never an issue of trying to motivate the Kohanim to come and engage in this task. They were always keen and ready to go. It's also important to say this at the end of the Mishnah, because one might think that maybe during the regalim, the reason why it was left there is because they were lazy. No, it was intentionally left there during the regalim because of the beauty, because during the whole rest of the year, it was clear the Kohanim weren't lazy in removing the deshen. What's interesting here is that tapuach, when was it cleaned out? Well, there's a debate. Kati mentions this in his extension. Some say that it was actually cleaned out every day. I think that's the position of the Rambam, where others say no, only when it was necessary to clean out that tapuach in the middle, that's when they would remove it. Now, those are the Mishnah today.